So we spent the last several shiurim talking about when Shabbos begins. So we have to at least give one shiur as to when Shabbos ends. So when Shabbos ends, well, it sounds like we pretty much covered that in the previous shiur. We spoke about Benesh Mashos, we quoted the Gemara Masechta Shabbos, that one has to wait until Tzeis Kichavim before one is permitted to do Malacha. How exactly, when exactly Tzeis Kichavim is, so we spoke about the Rebbe Tam and the Gro, the different permutations of Tzeis Kichavim. Then in addition, we spoke a little bit about last week, the Mitzvah Tosefta Shabbos, that a person has to add on a little bit of Shabbos. So that's true not only at the beginning of Shabbos, that's at the end of Shabbos as well. So we seem to have it pretty much down pat. We know exactly when Shabbos ends. The combination of post Tzeis Kichavim plus a little bit of Tosefta Shabbos, we should be home free. Almost home free, because the next issue that we have to deal with is what exactly is the role of Havdalah in terms of the ending of Shabbos. Is Shabbos technically over when it's over on the clock, when it's over in the sky, or does Havdalah play some kind of a role in terms of what one is permitted and not permitted to do at the ending of Shabbos? Before we can begin to discuss that, we need just a very, very basic introduction as to the mitzvah of Havdalah in the first place. Where did this mitzvah come from? So in the first of the Ma'amakomos, the Rambam of Shabbos, Perikov Teslach Aleph, the Rambam tells us that mitzvahs essay minatora lekadosh is a Shabbos bedvarim shenema zochas a Shabbos lekadosho. There is a mitzvah midaraisa to sanctify Shabbos using words alone. Minatora, there's no need to do it over a cup of wine. A yayin is only midrabanan. But minatora, you have to declare kiddush bedvarim. Kloma zachreyu zechiras shavach bekiddush. Petzoch zachrey bechnisasa uvi yitziyaso. The Rambam is very clear that the mitzvah d'oraisa of zochus and Shabbos and Katzar has two components to it. There's the zechira b'kinesis Shabbos, and then the zechira b'tiyas Shabbos. One is not more important, less important than the other. They're both mitzvahs min haTorah. So according to the Rambam, there's a dual mitzvah d'oraisa we perform every Shabbos by saying kiddush for a night and avdol mitzvah Shabbos. The kiddush that we recite in the daytime is only midrabanan. That's pretty clear in the Gemara. That was a later takanas hachapa. Midraisa, the mitzvah of avdol is both the mitzvah of zochus is both the beginning as well as the end of Shabbos. Not everybody agrees to the Rambam. There are some rishonim who maintain that the whole requirement of avdol is only midrabanan. In the Torah, the mitzvah of zochus is only lekacho, only when you begin. Beginning Shabbos, when you're declaring conditions of Shabbos, Havdalah is not Kodesh anymore. Shabbos is over. So many Rishonim say that Havdalah is on the Midrabanan. So that's a technical machlokes about what the tokef, what the nature of Havdalah is. Is it a deraisa like the Rambam, part of Zohar, or is it a separate mitzvah Midrabanan like other Rishonim? But in terms of our purposes, the Gemara, the second of the Ma'amakomas in the Sefer Shabbos, Tafkuf Milam Mebeis, raises the question as to how the mitzvah of Havdalah relates to the Isra Malacha. Obviously, when Shabbos exists, you can't do Malacha. Till Tzeis Kichavim, till Tosef is over, they obviously can't do Malacha. But once the Zman is over, do we say you're allowed to do Malacha right away? Or do we say, no, you're not allowed to do Malacha until you actually recite Havdalah? So the Gemara discusses a technical detail that appears at the very end of Masechah Shabbos. It's something that we're not usually so familiar with. We very rarely have the Shabbos today. That's what's called the Isra Machshech Al HaTchum. The Mishnayos tell us at the very end of Masechah Shabbos that a person is not permitted to walk to the very end of the Tchum on Shabbos if he's trying to do that to prepare for something to do after Shabbos. Normally, a person's allowed to walk to the end of the Tchum, as long as you don't walk outside the Tchum, that would be okay. So if I'm taking a Shvatzir on Shabbos morning and I'm walking till 1,999.9 Amos, but if I'm doing that on late Shabbos afternoon, because my goal is to get over the Tchum as soon as the second Shabbos over, look at the sky, the second the stars come out, I'm going to jump over the Tchum and go do it in the afternoon, so that's a problem. That you're not allowed to do. That's called Machshech Al HaTchum. So the Mishnah has discussed the details of Machshech Al HaTchum. The basic rule of Machshech Al HaTchum is that any activity that you're technically allowed to do on Shabbos, you're allowed to be Machshech Al HaTchum for. So let's say, for argument's sake, I want to go visit somebody after Shabbos. So there's nothing per se also about visiting somebody on Shabbos. So I'm permitted to be Machshech Al HaTchum for that, because the action that I'm quote-unquote preparing for is not an action which involves a malacha. But what if I don't want to go visit somebody after Shabbos? I want to go plow my field after Shabbos. So I'm going to stand by the edge of the Tchum, and I'm going to look at the sky. As soon as the stars come out, I'm going to jump over the Tchum line. So that's the problem, because then I'm being Machshech Al HaTchum to do something that's problematic. So the Mishnah discusses that distinction. The Mishnah says that whatever a person wants to be Machshech Al HaTchum in order to watch his field, not to work on his field, to watch his field happens to be past the Tchum line. So he's going to walk late Shabbos afternoon and stand there and wait till it gets dark, and then he's going to jump over and do what he has to do. So the Mishnah seems to say that's okay. And the Mishnah says that once you're doing that, then if the person wants to go ahead and then he sees some nice fruit in his field and wants to bring it home from Lav Malka, that's all right. So he asks the Gemara about Machshichin, the impression you get from that Mishnah is that it's late Shabbos afternoon, I didn't make up all yet, Shabbos isn't over, I'm going to stay by the Tchum, and as soon as it gets dark, I'm going to go over the Tchum, and I'm going to go to my field and look and see, survey my field, and then if I like the fruit, so I'm going to go take a fruit. So I said, well, what are you going to take a fruit? The Mishnah's letting you take the fruit, you didn't make Abdullah yet. So isn't there a problem? You're not allowed to do Malach before Abdullah. The Amar Rabbi Allah ben Antignus, Bishum Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, also lo liyadam shi'asa chafotza kodim shi'avdil. A person is not permitted to do his needs, to do his tzirachim, to do his work, before he recites Abdullah. So the Gemara says, v'chitem at Abdullah b'tfilah. What do you mean? Maybe the guy made Abdullah. The guy davened Ma'ariv before he went to go see the field. He already davened Ma'ariv. So the Gemara says, no, that's not good enough. Amar Rav Yehuda Mashmul, Amalva B'Tfilah Tzach Shi'avdil HaKos. The halacha is that reciting Abdullah in Tfilah is important, but it's not enough. You have to recite Abdullah HaKos as well. So presumably if the person didn't fulfill Abdullah HaKos, he's still not allowed to do Malacha. So the Gemara says, V'chi Teim with Abdullah HaKos. Maybe he recited Abdullah HaKos. Maybe in a Chinam, he's getting all upset about it. He didn't make Abdullah. He made Abdullah HaKos Shiyayin. So the Gemara says, what? Kos Besad V'Ika? The guy standing in the middle of the field, there's a bottle of grape juice standing there in the middle of the field, doesn't make any sense. Obviously he didn't make Abdullah, and still the Mishnah is permitting him to do Malacha. So how do we understand that in light of the statement of Rav Elazar ben Yaakov? So Gemara says, no, it's one of those kashas. How do we have a cup of wine? So the Gemara, Tirgum Rabbi Nosim Rami Kabeda Rava, Ben Agitos Shanu. That what kind of field is it? It's a vineyard he's going to see, and it's wine pressing time, and there's wine there. That's kashal and basis. At the bottom of the Messias, how did the guy make Abdullah in the middle of the field? He made Abdullah in the middle of the field. So that's the first answer of the Gemara. So it comes out according to this Okimt, according to this Pshat in the Mishnah, that in Achinami, that it is true that until you make Abdullah, you're not allowed to do Malacha. And what's called making Abdullah? Being Ma'abdullah HaKos. The same way that Halacha requires you to be Ma'abdullah HaKos to fulfill Abdullah, so you can't do Malacha until you recite the real Makor, the real Abdullah HaKos. But now the question is, does the Gemara change its tune enough? Does the Gemara make it a bad face? So Amar Rabbi Abba or Rav Ashi, V'ma'arava Amrin Anhochi. Rabbi Abba told Rav Ashi that in Eretz Yisrael, they used to say as follows, Hamavdu bin Kadish Lachol v'abdil and Tzarchin. They used to say the phrase that we call Baruch HaMavdil bin Kadish Lachol, and then we would do whatever we have to do. Amar Rav Ashi ki avina be'Rav Kahana. Rav Ashi said that in fact in Rav Kahana's house they used to do that also. Have Amar HaMavdil bin Kadish Lachol u'misalpid and siltei. That they would say HaMavdil bin Kadish Lachol, and then they would start chopping wood. They would start doing whatever work they had to do outside. So the question is, what exactly is the significance of the end of the story? So up until the last part of the story, Rabbi Abba and Rav Ashi, we were of the impression that you have to mamish do malacha. After you have to mamish do Abdullah, you have to make a real Abdullah. And Abdullah means Abdullah HaKos. Now all of a sudden, later I'm qualifying that. So what does that mean? So take a look at Rashi. Rashi in the third of the Ma'amik Kermis, in Shabbos Kufman of the Bates, we have Dinan Tzrachim. Ve'chakach adam revachin ala kos bracha buurid Abdullah. The kosh ken di avdu b'tfila mutal asos tzracha v'chozim avdu HaKos. So Rashi says, what the Gemara meant to say, that we do our work, after saying Baruch HaMavdil, that means that we did not say Abdullah HaKos. It means you don't need Abdullah HaKos in order to be Matim Malacha. And says Rashi, and if you don't need Abdullah HaKos, all you need is some very, very shortened version, a very quick formula of Abdullah, Baruch HaMavdil, and Kirish Lachol, no Sheva Malchus, no Kos, no nothing. Then for sure, Tefillah is good enough. For sure, Tachan and Tana is good enough. I, the Gemara, at the beginning, thought that a Tachan and Tana was not good enough. So the answer is, the Gemara changed his mind. So Machlokes. So according to Rashi, there was a major Machlokes going off from the beginning of the Sukkah to the end of the Sukkah. Everyone agrees that it is to do Malacha before Abdullah. That's a given. That was a Eliezer ben Yaakov statement. You're not allowed to do Malacha before you make Abdullah. Whereas at the beginning of the Sukkah, the Gemara thought making Abdullah means Abdullah ala Kos. At the end of the Sukkah, the Gemara says, man, making Abdullah means Bracha Matan Kerish Lachol. Making Abdullah means Atachan Antonu. Any Lashon of Abdullah is good enough. So according to Rashi, there was a clear change in the Sukkah. And the Pasha says we should pass at the end of the Sukkah. Because the Gemara is telling stories that that's what they did in Eretz Yisrael. That's what they did in Rav Kahana's house. So it seems to be that the weight of evidence is pointing in the direction that the Gemara backed out what its original Havamina was. However, if one takes a look at the Rambam in the Chashabis, Perchav Tes Alacha Hei, so the Rambam writes, also the Yodam Lecho Olishtos Yayin, Mishikidish Yomach Yekadish. The Rambam first introduces that a person is not permitted to eat or to drink before making Kiddush on Friday night. The Chemishi Yom, and similarly on Matzah Shabbos, also lo lachaschil lecho v'lishtos, the person is not permitted to eat or to drink, v'lasos v'locha, what to do malacha, a litom klum, atriyavdil, or to drink, or to taste anything, until it makes Abdullah, with the exception of English or Samayim, or to drink water before Abdullah, that's okay. But any other eating or drinking before Abdullah is prohibited. And in the same breath, the Rambam said, by the way, you're not allowed to do malacha as well. Now we know when it comes to the issur of eating and drinking before Abdullah, the Gemara is explicit in Masechet Pesachim that Havdalah b'tefillah is not sufficient to permit that issur. You require Havdalah ala kos. So from the fact that the Rambam lumped together in the same breath the issur of Malacha, the issur of Achilu Shtiyah, it's clear that the Rambam understood that what's necessary to permit doing Malacha on Matzah Shabbos is the real Makoy Havdalah, the real thing. You have to make a mamish a real Havdalah, i.e. Havdalah ala kos. So according to the Rambam, the Gemara never really backed out from what it thought at the beginning. Maybe there was Machloikis, maybe not. Maybe the Rambam possibly at the beginning of the Gemara. Maybe the Rambam thought even the other Amoraim was supporting the, when they said Amabdul and Kedesh Lechol, that meant Alakos. It doesn't just mean saying Baruch Amabdul and call it a day. So however the Rambam learned Pshat in the Gemara, the bottom line is the Rambam is quite clear that Lahalocha, the Isser of doing Malocha is an Isser that can only be rectified by doing a real bona fide Abdullah, i.e. Abdullah Alakos. So what exactly is this machlokes about? What's the nekudas of machlokes between Rashi on the one hand, who says that the conclusion of the Gemara is that any Abdullah is good enough, Abdullah b'tfilah, Baruch Hamad, you said a lashon Abdullah, might ask Kamina whether it's Abdullah al-Kos, in contrast to the Rambam, who says no, that it's Abdullah al-Kos, is absolutely necessary. What's the nature of this machlokes? So the Briskirov and his Chidushim and the Rambam suggest that the beer in the machlokes is really a fundamental machlokes as to what's the nature of this Isser of doing Malacha before Abdullah. Why is that? So, the stars are out already. Benesh Mash is over. Stays Kechavim, Sefer Shabbos. What's wrong? It's ready 9:59. So what is the problem? Why is it that you're not allowed to do Malacha? So says the Bishri Rav, one can understand this in one of two ways. Either one can understand that this is the Hilchos Shabbos Bikadin, or one can understand this is the Havdalah Bikadin. What does that mean? That Hilchos Shabbos dictates to us that even though it's true that when Maaseh Shabbos is over, once Tzeis Kechavim comes, Min HaTorah Mikra Din Shabbos is over, it's a Bizayin of Shabbos. It's all yaseh that you're going to just stop doing Malacha right away without officially, formally saying Goodbye to Shabbos. So you have to have some kind of a formula, some kind of a declaration that Ad Kam is Kedusha, the Kam Ve'Elach is Chol. That formula need not be the formal mitzvah of Abdullah. I mean, as long as there's some kind of a declaration that Shabbos is over, that's enough to avoid any desire of Shabbos, so to speak. The nature of the Yisr is a G'nai for Shabbos. A desire of Shabbos, Shabbos is just over a split second ago, you're ready to do Malacha, at least say goodbye, at least close up shop, at least do something. So you have to do something, so you have to make some kind of a demarcation. Does that have to be the Hinni Mukhram Zum in the mitzvah of Abdullah? No, as long as you have any lashon of quote unquote Abdullah, that's sufficient. That's what Rashi seems to say, but Rashi accepts Atachar Antonu and Baruch Hamav. But the Rambam had a totally different word. The Rambam understood that the nature of the issue of doing Malacha before Abdullah is nothing to do with Shabbos. Shabbos is over already. What do you want from Shabbos? Shabbos ended when the stars came out. Elohat. The mitzvah of Havdalah is such that Havdalah is supposed to be the beginning of the new week. That the same way Kiddush is the beginning of the Shabbos, Havdalah is the beginning of the Chol. What do you mean the beginning? Before you do any Chol types of activities, you're supposed to start off, the kickoff of the week is supposed to be Havdalah. If you make Havdalah Tuesday afternoon, it's true that to be ever you're Yoti Havdalah even in the middle of the week, but you've lost the dimension of Havdalah. That the very part of the kiyum of a proper Havdalah, Havdalah B'Shlemusa, is supposed to be, that's the beginning of your week. So anything that you do this week has already been preceded by Havdalah. Let's take a little bit like Moshe Mother Vedomia. Before you open up the Beis Hamikdash for Kabanos, for private Kabanos, read the Kabbat Talmud first. The Kabbat Talmud is the lead-off batter. So Havdalah is the lead-off of the entire week. What do you mean it's the lead-off of what part of the week? So that's what Chazal said. There are two things that really are different than Shabbos fundamentally than during the week. One is vis-a-vis Malacha. You do Malacha the week, you don't do Malacha on Shabbos. And the other is the way you eat on Shabbos is so radically different. There's Sudas, there's Lachavishta, there's Kiddush, there's Oneg, Kavod, etc. So those two activities, which are the demarcation between Shabbos activities and weekday activities, the weekday activities must be preceded with Abdullah. Therefore, it's not appropriate to eat before you make Abdullah, it's not appropriate to drink before you make Abdullah, and it's not appropriate to do work before you do Abdullah. Because Abdullah has to start off, all changes, all new developments of the following week are preceded by Abdullah. So that's why I said to Biskirov, the Rambam put it all together in the same breath. According to Rashi, there's no connection whatsoever between the Isser of Malacha before Avdallah and the Isser of Achila before Avdallah. They're not really each other. But according to the Rambam, it's the same thing. According to the Rambam, these are two sides of the same coin. They're both indications that the week is beginning, being kicked off with the Avdallah. Therefore, according to the Rambam, you have to be Yotzei Avdallah. The same way when it comes to the Isser of Achila, you're not allowed to eat until you are Yotzei Avdallah. So you're not allowed to do Malacha until you are Yotzei Avdallah. What's called being Yotzei Avdallah? Avdallah Lakos. If it's not Avdallah Lakos, you want Yotzei Avdallah. So according to the Brisker Rav's beer, the Machlekes Rashi and Rambam is really fundamental as to where does this Isser emanate from? Where is it Neveya from? Does the Isser emanate from Hilchos Shabbos, which would suffice with any formula, even a very, very watered down formula of Avdallah? Or does the Isser emanate from Hilchos Avdallah, which would require the real bona fide Avdallah? If this is the case, as the Brisker Rav, then we can begin to understand another very, very, which seems to be a very strange opinion in Rishonim about the nature of this Isser of Malacha Kenim Avdallah. If you take a look at the 15th of the Ma'amar Kamas, so the Shulchan Aruch begins by saying in Siman Reish Sadi Ketzif Yud, the 5th of the Ma'amar Kamas, the Mechaber starts, Osa Lasa Shum Malacha Kenim Sheyavdil. You're not allowed to do any Malacha before you recite Avdallah. From Hivdil Betfila Mutra Afi Shadan Livdil Akasim. Not quoting the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch quotes Rashi, that Avdallah Betfila is good enough. What if a person has to do something before? He's got to turn on the lights, he's got to fix the air conditioner, he's got to do something quickly before he even gets a chance to daven. So, you just say bracha ma'abdu or something very similar. So comes the Ramah and adds on, the chenashim she'edim abdilim betfila, yeshalam ben she'omer ma'abdu v'kereshtachol, kom she'asim alacha. So the Ramah says that women should follow this halacha as well. We'll see a little bit later whether everyone agrees to this. But the Ramah says that women should be instructed to this as well, not to do malacha before they recite some form of a Avdallah. V'yesh omrim, the chol zeh b'malacha gemura, kigon kosei v'oreg. Says the Ramah, there are some who say that this Isser of doing malacha before Avdallah only applies to really hard malachas. Means you shouldn't sit down and write a book before you make Avdallah. You shouldn't start weaving clothing before Avdallah, those of us who know how to weave. Aval hadlokos anevi hama, what if you just want to strike a match? Want to turn on a light? Oh, some rishonim want to carry something outside? Ain't tzorach l'zeh. So then it's not necessary, kosher Rabbeinu Yerucham. Then it's okay. You don't have to do Avdallah. The Yisra Nigmar only applies to hard malachas, not to very, very, very quick malachas. That's where the custom became that the shuls, so in Europe, in Germany, like the Clyde Abbasin, days of Ramah, so it was dark. So it came down to Davin Meirev, it was too dark already, Davin had to light candles. So when are you going to light the candles? You don't want to wait till the end of Davin to light the candles. People want to heat them, people are going home already. So you want to light the candles right away. So the minig used to be that they would say Baruch Hu, and then the Shabbos would go quickly and run the candles to light the candles. I nobody said Atachar Antonim. The Shabbos didn't say Baruch Hamavdil. He held that it was okay. What was it based on? The Ramah says they were following these Rishon, the Ben Yeruchim, that as long as it's a malacha kal, it's a very, very short, quick malacha without too much effort to it, then it's not subject to this malacha. So comes the Brisker Rav and says, how do you understand what kind of things that is that? He said, where in the world, we've been learning Hilchos Shabbos for already 10 months, where do we ever find there's a difference whether it's a malacha kal or a chavura? You have the same skila, whether you strike a match or whether you fly a field, so whoever, there's such a difference. So the Brisker Rav says, the chayr, it's based on the following. It depends on the same chakir, the same shall we raise. What's the nature of the Isser of doing malacha kerim Avdallah? If the nature of the Isser is, it's a design to Shabbos, what you can't do on Shabbos, so you can't do until you formally say goodbye to Shabbos, then you're right. Then this distinction doesn't make any sense. And if it's also to light a candle, it's also to carry, it's also to strike a match, so it's also to finish, it's also until you make Avdallah. But if you hold like the Rambam, that the Isser is not that you, not that malacha per se, it's not that what you're doing is a design of zilzul of Shabbos, but rather that Avdallah should be the beginning of the week. So what's called the beginning of the week? So if you look carefully back at the Gemara, back to the second Imam Kabbalah, so we started with the Sugya, the Gemara says, on the second line, also of Yodam, Shiaseh Chafotav Karim Shiavdil. That's the Lashna Gemara, that a person is not permitted to do their Chafotim before he recites Avdallah. How do you translate Chafotav? So the Brisker Rav says, if you look, it doesn't say also the other Mu'asai's Malacha, Kerim Shiyavim. So the Rav says Malacha, but the Gemara doesn't say Malacha. What's the difference between Chafotav and Malacha? Says the Brisker Rav, it's all the difference in the world. Malacha means Lamates Malachas. Anything you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, you're not allowed to do until you make Avdallah. Chafot of beans, you shouldn't sit down and start your business. You shouldn't start your weekday routine. You shouldn't start to do something which you usually associate with your weekday activities. Shouldn't be done before you set up dollar. So for a guy to sit down and to start to take all his paperwork and start to do his work for 3 hours and then make up dollar 2 in the morning, that would be that's an inappropriate way for filling up dollar. The same way for a guy to sit down and eat before Avdallah is considered to be a bizarre to Avdallah. Not a bizarre to Shabbos. It detracts from the Avdallah. So says the Biskirav, the Medivam Amurim is an Isser, that's Chafotzov. Strike your match, is that Chafotzov? Carrying something outside, is that Chafotzov? What's that? Turning on the light, is that Chafotzov? Chafotzov means to sit down and do my homework. Chafotzov means to stop plowing my field. But if you want to do just a little very quick time of a malacha, that's not considered to be Chafotzov and that wouldn't be a problem. So it comes out that the Machlaikis, the Rishayim, that appears in the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, in terms of what malachas are included in this Isser, seems to be the same shaila. It's ultimately totally the same shaila as to what the nature of the Isser is about in the first place. So I thought that perhaps we can now understand what the minhag ha'olam is as follows. You know, we have a machlokes harishonim between Rashi and the Rambam. What kind of malachas, what kind of abdol is necessary to be matzah this Isser? So according to the Rambam, you have to have mamish abdolah lakos. According to Rashi, even a shvach abdolah is good enough. So the minhag ha'olam is clear like Rashi. No one's matzah for the Rambam. Everybody does. You say a tacharon tamer, a guy drives home from shul. You say baruch avdo, and the guy lights abdolah kibbutz. People do it all the time. Nobody ever heard to be machmir for the shittas of Rambam. Why is that? So perhaps the reason why we're not machmir b'chalal like the Rambam is because what kind of malachas do we ever do before we make real abdolah? Who sits down to start the whole work before they make Avdallah? So you get home from shul, you make Avdallah. Elawat, you drove home from shul. Elawat, you turned on the light. You carry something, you picked up the mail. Those kinds of things, according to the Rambam, anyway, a mutar. Because according to the Brisker Rav, the Rambam was the one who held that the nature of the Yisr is not a Shabbos Yisr, it's Avdallah the Yisr. If it's Avdallah the Yisr, then the Yisr is only on a Siyat Chafatzah. The Yisr is not on light malachas. So it comes out that L'chol HaDeis, to turn on a light before Avdallah Kosh is mutar. Because if you hold like the Tzad in the Chakira, that it's Hilchah Shabbos type of an Isser, so then Baruch Hama Avdallah Tachan Antanu is sufficient. If you hold it's a Havdallah type of an Isser, then we have to distinguish between heavy Malachas versus light Malachas. So at the end of the day, nobody holds that there's an Isser to switch on a light. Nobody holds there's an Isser to drive the car home from shul. Once you said a Tachan Antanu, once you say Baruch Hama Avdallah. So perhaps that's where the minute came from. Why we're so lenient about this is because according to the Lomdus of the Brisker Rav, it comes out nobody really held it to be a problem. This Isser of doing Malacha before one recites Abdullah, so we usually associate this with regular Mutzah Shabbos, but the truth is that every once in a while you bump into the Shaila on the Yom Tov as well. We just had it 2 weeks ago. So the Mishnah Berura in the 6th of the Ramakonis, in Reis Tani Tess, Tzivkotim Lamed Vav. Small print from me also, I think it's Lamed Vav, okay. So it comes to the Mishnah Berura and says that over Yom Tov Shechav Mutzah Shabbos, wrote Zalasas Malachas Echo Nefesh. What if Yom Tov falls down on Mitzvah Shabbos and the person wants to start to cook? So what do you have to do? For his little diamond fuel, say the wife didn't have a ma'ariv. So Omer Baruch Amal b'mikodesh l'kodesh. So you have to say Avdallah. You can't say Baruch Amal b'mikodesh l'chol. That would be inappropriate. You have to say b'mikodesh l'kodesh. For lo shem u'malchus. The same way that you say Baruch Amal b'mikodesh l'chol on a regular Mitzvah Shabbos, you say Baruch Amal b'mikodesh l'kodesh on this unique kind of Mitzvah Shabbos. Umutu b'malacha. About the Indian to Ima, but what about when it comes to eating? Also, if you live with Tvila, but you're not allowed to eat because if you close mind, you didn't make Avdallah. It means for 2 reasons you can't eat. Number one, you didn't make Avdallah. Number 2, you make Kiddush. So until you make a combination of Kiddush and Avdallah, then you wouldn't be permitted to eat. Somebody told me last week that they got so confused with the Kiddush and Avdallah on Matzah Shabbos going to Shavuos, and they totally forgot to say Havdalah. They remembered it 3 days later that they forgot to say Havdalah. So they remembered 2 days later. They remembered, so it was the end of the second day of Shavuos. So I told them that they should have in mind when they say Havdalah Matzah Shavuos, that the Havdalah should cover Matzah Shabbos as well. But so anyway, get back to the story. So the Isser primarily exists in the realm of a regular Shabbos going into a Chol, but the Isser can sometimes apply from the Shabbos going into Yom Tov as well. So there was one point that was in passing, the Ramah said in the 5th of the Ramakamos, the Ramah says that we have to tell the women about this as well. We have to instruct the women that they should be careful also to make sure if they're not mavdu b'tfilah, many of the women don't daven ma'ariv, so they should at least say bracha mavdu before they do any kind of malacha around the house until they actually hear Havdalah. So the question is that really true? Does this issue apply equally to women as well as men? So there is a big machlokes that we show them whether women are obligated to Havdalah in the first place. So if you take a look at the 7th of the Ramakamos, So the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Arivav Shvif Ches, so the Shulchan Aruch quotes Nashim Chayavas BeAvdala, Kishem Shechayavas BeKiddush V'Yesh MiShechayleg. So the Shulchan Aruch says the first opinion is that women are obligated in Avdala the same way they're obligated in Kiddush, which is basically Shitas Rambam, because according to the Rambam, as we started out with the Shir, according to the Rambam, Kiddush and Avdala are the same story, it's the same mitzvah. So women are Chayavas in Kiddush, that's pointed out from a special pasuk. So just as women are obligated in Kiddush, they're obligated in Avdala. But there's Yesh MiShechayleg, there's one opinion that disagrees, who maintains Avdala, the Rabbanan, women of Turos, etc. In deference to those one opinion we shown him that women are pterus from Avdala, therefore a woman shouldn't recite her own Avdala. It's preferable for a woman to hear Avdala from somebody else rather than potentially make what may be a bracha batal according to some. That's where Amina came from, that we strongly recommend women to hear Avdala from men. If push comes to shove, there's no man around, then the postman says she should make Avdala. But if you have a choice, so then it's better for a woman to hear Avdala from a man, since there is some kind of a question whether women are chayavas in Avdala. Kiddush for sure the chayavas in, but Avdala is somewhat questionable. There is a minhag that many women have that they don't drink from the kashal Avdala, even though women drink from the kashal Kiddush, because kashal bracha, kashal Avdala women don't drink. So there are two reasons for that. One is the reason your grandmother told you, one is the real reason. So your grandmother told you because they're going to grow a mustache, a beard, or something, depending on who you ask. But the emissary reason, so it's said over, I think, for Shnei Kalev, if I'm not mistaken, that his quote is saying he thinks the reason where this minhag came from, the women don't drink the kashal Avdala, is based on this Ramah. That since we're not sure that women are chayavas in Avdala, so when a person makes a bar priya gofen and then they make avdala, the avdala is not a hefsek because the chayav to make the hamavdil, so that's part of the bracha. But from a woman's vantage point, according to those who say women are pturos from avdala, it turns out that the mavdil and kesh to hold the man is really a hefsek, and therefore for the woman, she's going to now drink without a bar priya gofen. On the other hand, she can't make a bar priya gofen because maybe she's chayavas and avdala. So since we're not sure whether women is chayavas and avdala or not, so therefore it's better for her not to drink the wine. To drink the wine without making a bracha is a shayla, to make another bracha is also a shayla. So therefore we recommend she doesn't make the bracha. That's what some have been ra'ura, if that's the case, so then women shouldn't drink the bracha under the chuppah either. Because according to some Rishonim, women are not chayavas and brichas erisin. So some Rishonim say that the bracha of erisin is only to be motzi the man, not the woman. So it turns out if the woman drinks based on the bar priya gofen in the Masada condition, it may be that she's drinking without a bracha. So some of that minig never carried over. We assume that the Dakar Goni Diaz mustache is under the chuppah, we assume they're safe for that, even though conceptually it's really the same as the Havdalah Shah. Anyway, get back to the story. So we have a shayla with the women of chayavas and Avdala now. So how does this have any bearing in our shayla? So if you hold that the whole issur of doing malacha before Avdala is an issur of Avdala, means Avdala has to be done by Shtemusa, then women wouldn't be included in this issur. There's nothing wrong with a woman. According to those Rishonim will say women are pterus from Avdala, there will be nothing wrong with a woman doing malacha before Avdala. But if you hold the way we seem to pass it, like Rashi against the Rambam, that the nature of the issur is a hilcha Shabbos dikadin. It's a malacha dikadin. It's you're not allowed to do malacha before you do Avdala, as I do with Avdala per se, that it wouldn't make a difference whether women are chayavas and Avdala. Women have to say bracha mal, set up Allah, say something, or else they would be bound to the issur of not doing malacha. So the Rabbi says that the bottom line is women should observe this din also for two reasons. Number one, the way Rashi holds, it's nothing to do with Avdala, that's to do with Shabbos. And even according to the Rambam, we're not so sure that women are pterus from Avdala. According to the Rambam, the first day in Shulchan Aruch, the Ikra din, women are chayavas in Avdala. So therefore, we should strongly encourage women to observe this halacha as well. So before a woman does any malacha of anything with her Shabbos, she should also say bracha mavdil. If she wants to do a malacha kala, then it will depend on those two opinions that Ramah quoted. But even the Ramah didn't really like that opinion. So Lamaisa, bain for men, bain for women, bain on a Shabbos going to a weeknight, bain into a Shabbos going to a yontif, bain malacha kala, bain malacha mura, you name it, whatever it is. First, you get into the habit, either you say tacham dada, you say bracha mavdil, before you actually do any malacha. Okay, we'll stop here. Because according to many, they were already yotzei the bracha gafen with the husband's bracha gafen. So that'll be a bracha v'tola. This has kavanah not to be yotzei. No, it's too long to say kavanah to tell people that kavanah to be yotzei with this or not that. That's too complicated. Okay, I think this has to be the siyum for the shiur for this year, because I realize that next Wednesday night I have a chasana, and the following Wednesday night my son Mitzchem is graduating. So that's, and after that I think is already over bottle. So I think we'll pretty much end off with this year. Okay, take care. Good. Everyone's good? The newest Menachem's good?